Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll find your local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life podcast with the editor of Cobb Life magazine, Katie Ruth Camp. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Cobb Life podcast. As always, this is Cobb Life editor Katie Ruth Camp, and I am joined today by a very lovely artsy lady in Stokes O'Shields. Thank you for joining us today, Stokes.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so Stokes is the gallery director of The Loft on the Marietta Square, and she is also a member of the Marietta Arts Council and is very heavily involved in everything that's happening with there. So I'm excited to talk to you today about the crazy year the arts have had over the past 13, 14 months, really, at this point. And then what's to come? Because I know you are all in the know.
Definitely. Happy to share.
So kind of talk about what you do at The Loft. And if people are unfamiliar with The Loft, obviously, I've been there several times. I'm good buddies with your manager and The Loft owner, Bonnie Revis. So I know you're all things The Loft often when I'm there. You are managing everything and do it so well, I'm sure they would say. But for people who don't know about this hidden gem on the square, kind of talk a little bit about it.
Sure. Yeah. So The Loft is a fine art gallery and event space located upstairs on the Marietta Square. And like you said, we're a bit of a hidden gem. If you know, just see this unassuming glass door with a set of stairs on the south side of the square, you know, maybe give it a try, step up those stairs, and you'll find this really beautiful place up here that we've created since August of 2018. So we opened just a couple of years ago and primarily love to show as many local artists as we can. So we have about 20 different artists that we show, and we open a new exhibition every month on the first Friday of the month. We have a nice show opening. Typically coincides with Art Walk, but with this past year, you know, the city of Marietta was still saying, let's, you know, avoid that language. We're not going to have the sidewalk artists, but yeah, we wanted to continue to have the show openings as we could. So even with when we initially shut down for a few months back in March of last year, we didn't, as we pivoted, as you have to.
that wonderful, you know, word,
that
right?
Wonderful P word, yes, yes. one of the things that we developed was online art walk, which is
right. And you guys were featured in the Wall Street Journal, right? Because of this virtual art walk that you guys were doing. And I will say a couple of other galleries on the square as well, right? You all collectively kind of put this together.
Yeah. We talked with the other people on the square, said, hey, other galleries, you know, what are some ways that we could, you know, continue to get our names out there to everyone, not just anyone on the square, but, you know, or in downtown Marietta, but throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it got picked up by the Wall Street Journal, and they were talking about the international impact of what we can do to get our online presence out there even more. So
I think Bonnie actually mentioned to me, you guys got a lot of out-of-state collectors from that.
Yes.
Some in Montana, mm-hmm. I think she mentioned.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oregon, Montana, a couple different places like that, Texas, New Jersey and D.C. area. So people, you know, we're sitting at home saying, I'm staring at these blank walls and I want something beautiful. So I'm going to invest my, you know, funds into some original artwork and take care of some, you know, small-time artists.
Yeah. How has this coronavirus impacted you all? Because like you said, I know home renovations have been huge. We've got the Homes Issue for Cob Life coming up, and some of the people that featured in there do renovations. And mm-hmm. they were talking about same thing. You know, people are stuck in their homes and they're like, God, I have needed to redo my kitchen for years. Now it's time. Or mm-hmm. I cannot stand to be around my kids while they're online learning and I'm having a teleconference. I need to build an office, or I need to create this space as an office. So I imagine, like you said, the same thing has kind of happened with art, where, you know, sometimes you kind of think, oh, I'd like to have something there. But, you know, you're going to work, you're going out to eat, you're doing different things. It's not a top priority. But then when you're literally sitting there staring at that blank wall all day, it's like, okay, if I'm
Absolutely.
Stuck in here, I need to feel like I'm surrounded by beauty stuck in here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that was the thing, that I think a lot of people didn't just want the artwork that goes well with the couch, but they wanted something that had a deeper personal meaning to them, because like you said, yeah, they're looking at it a lot more. They wanted to invest in something that really filled them up. And especially considering the emotional turmoil that so many people have gone through this past year, and then we all have in many ways,
right.
some more than others, then this was the year that everyone said, I'm not just going to, you know, put something from, you know, the store on the wall. I'm going to go get my own special thing
mm-hmm.
that, you know, really brings me extra joy, or whatever emotions that they want to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like you said, the home office has been the huge thing too. So lots of people looking for something that looks great behind them when they're on their Zoom calls.
There
so
you
I
go.
Just had somebody. Yeah. Yeah.
My background is exactly. wallpaper that I put up, but mm-hmm. it's pretty wallpaper. So I do get compliments on it sometimes.
But just like that, you wanted to do something different
yeah.
in your home and make it more visually appealing and interesting. So it's a nice, you know, little talking point. So
well, and when yeah. Bonnie and her father, Frank Buckner, when they kind of started the Loft, what year did the Loft open? It hasn't been that long, right? Was it 2000?
No, we're in our third year now.
That's what I was going to guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we opened at the end of 2018. So that was the other thing that was crazy, was, you know, that first year is always a little bit scary, a little bit, you know, nerve-wracking. We're trying to get our foot in the door and mm-hmm. get our name out there, especially being upstairs. It's, you know, we still get people that walk through the door saying, I didn't even know you guys were here.
Right.
So, you know, really getting our name out there. So at the end of 2019, we were hitting that curve, really coming into our own, starting to book more private events. And then everything had to shut down. So we really had to rely even more heavily on our artwork sales.
Right.
Because in the art world, more often than not, and as it should be, is it's artwork is sold on commission. So that, you know, the moment that a piece of art sells, you know, most of those funds are going back into the artist to
mm-hmm.
help them, you know, continue to live and work and create.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, especially for our space, we really wanted to encourage the private event side of things as well. Is, you know, you've got a beautiful space up here for somebody to have a micro wedding, which has been the huge thing we've started doing the past year, especially as we keep having people booking, you know, a 30-person wedding. They've
yeah.
got more than enough space up here, and they, you know, put the rest of their family on the Zoom call so that everyone can enjoy it. And, you know, people are just making it work. And, you know, it works out really well. So.
Well, and it's not just like you touched on the space, it's not just the art that you all offer. I remember walking through that space when you all were renovating it to create this art gallery, because before it was just kind of like a hallway with many offices and a low drop popcorn ceiling. And
mm-hmm,
then you opened
mm-hmm.
up that ceiling to those beautiful beams and skylights and knocked down a lot of those walls to create this big open space. And
mm-hmm.
I know you've had music videos filmed there. You've had little mini concerts there. Of course, most of this, like you said, it was pre-COVID. But hopefully we can get back to some of those, because I know you guys have even hosted like brunches and bridal parties.
We've done a little bit of everything. And yeah, the concerts, we did at Songs and Stories, was letting local artists come out and present their original works for, you know, a small group of people. You know, no more than 50 people are in the room. And it's one of the most powerful things to have those moments, because I love live music. Anything where people are creating in these different elements is so amazing. And that's one of the reasons I've loved being a part of this flourishing, thriving Marriott art scene, is just continuing to watch all of it grow, because we all go hand in hand. It's not just the visual arts being strong. It's the performing arts, the different installations, the public art, all the different things, the little stuff that we all do that makes it all better. You know, you've got the Strand, and you've got just, you know, things like Bluegrass Night on Tuesday nights out. You know, you're just walking along and you come across somebody dancing or playing music or just being creative is such a beautiful thing that we really get to see a ton here in Marietta that makes me so happy.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I've always loved, especially about the art scene on the Marietta Square, is all of you guys, even competing art galleries, you all support each other and you encourage each other. And it's a very collective society there, where you kind of try to help each other out where you can, even if, you know, some people might consider like you guys and DK Gallery as competitors. But I know Donna loves what Bonnie does. Bonnie loves what Donna does. You know, they're both on the Marietta Arts Council with you as well. I mean, it's just, it's so beautiful to see how people encourage each other and support each other, and how much more you can get done working together. And I think that the virtual art walk is a perfect example of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, all of this, so much of this comes from the ones that have come before us that have stuck it out. Because like you said, like Donna's been on the square, they're celebrating what, their 13th year. I mean, they have put in that work, and she saw what was to come and started to build that legacy, you know, so long ago, and just continues to do such great work. And that's why we're able to do what we can, is, you know, in many ways, all of this is a very slow build, but, you know, that legacy is putting in that work, even if you don't get to see the final product. And I think, you know, we're getting to see the final product in so many ways is incredibly exciting. And that's thanks to, you know, the community and the city and all these other people working together. It's like you said, we're all stronger together. That was the name of our last anniversary show back in August.
Stronger Together.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
It's not just about our individual artists, but like you said, knowing that we're, as much as we're in, you know, competition, it's much more, we're just all doing it together, because we recognize that we are all strong in different ways and we're made better when we're around each other.
Absolutely. So, well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, I want to talk to you about the Marietta Arts Council, some of the things that are coming up in the art scene. If anyone has been to the square in the past couple of years, you can't hide from all the murals that are up there, and Stokes and her mother have been responsible for many of those as well. So I want to chat with you about those, and then also get to know you, because you were one of last year's Cobb Life magazine's 20 under 40. I've been interviewing a lot of the 20 in their 40s winners from this year's list, but didn't get a chance to chat with you last year, so want to get to know you a little bit better as well.
Sounds great. Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Now. I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
We are back with Stokes O'Shields. She is the gallery director for The Loft on the Marietta Square, and she is also a member of the Marietta Arts Council and one of Cobb Life List 2020, 20 under 40. I think I got that all right. It was much more of a mouthful to say than it was to write, that's for sure.
Lots of 20. Yep.
So give us a little bit of your background, Stokes. Anyone who read your write-up in last year's issue knows a little bit about you, but kind of talk about how you got involved in the art scene.
Definitely. Yeah, I'll try and keep it as brief as possible because it ends up being a little bit more convoluted. But I grew up on Kennesaw Avenue. I'm less than a mile from the square. And, you know, as a little girl was walking around with my mother and father, and both of my parents are incredibly artistic. Father's a musician, mom's a painter. So always was around art throughout my entire life and was very much encouraged to delve deeper into that in whatever way I wanted to. Went to college, studied history and art history, continued to really be interested in art, and started working in the film industry because that's something that my mom had done, because I was in and out of the theater for years and things like that. So I always knew how to paint big, but make it look like, you know, an old cruddy wall or something like that. But as I was, yeah. So.
And it's being, being able to paint big really paid off later on down the road, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit. As I was kind of moving away from that, looking for my sort of next fun thing, because I was getting a little bit burned out on all of that. I was, you know, hoping for something a little bit more fun, more art-driven than just paint. Mm-hmm. And my mom told me, hey, great timing. I know how much of a worker bee you are. I know how well organized you are. Why don't we come and help Bonnie with this whole project she's trying to get started, is some public art installations mm-hmm. in and around Marietta. And I said, yes, please. Oh my goodness. This is something I've wanted to see since, you know, we were little, looking at, you know, these old stucco walls saying, why doesn't this have, you know, some giant ballerina on it or a chicken or something crazy.
Two of which you now have on
yep,
the walls.
Yep, which we now have. Yeah. So if you haven't seen it, visit MarriottaArtsCouncil.com and take a look and, you know, see the map so that you can go and explore and see where everything is. But we have about, I think it's 11 murals right now, all within walking distance of each other. And it's absolutely wonderful. We get to see, you know, these fantastical, you know, sequences, these scenes of, you know, art. You have everything from fully, you know, representational of the ballerina down to a pure abstract like Tabula Rasa, which is over by Kiosko Restaurant. So it's been really amazing to get to work with the city and to hear them say, yeah, what else you got? You got any more ideas?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to hear that. Well, and I know part of the Marietta Arts Council in 2018, I believe, was the first year for Trail Fest. And for people who attended that, it was so wonderful. We had live music down at Lewis Park on the north end of the Mountain to River Trail. And then it had all kinds of different performance art and chalk art and all kinds of things leading to the square. And then once you were at the square, it was kind of the unveiling of all of the murals that had been put up on the, as you said, on those blank stucco walls on the square. And had every 2019, of course, it rained. So any outdoor festival, that's going to make a big impact. And then obviously last year, you had to get creative. So kind of talk about what happened with Trail Fest and the council last year, what you guys are planning for this year.
So the main thing was, when, you know, we realized that, hey, this is going to be a full shutdown. We, you know, we're not going to do any in-person events. What are we going to do? Because our event happens in May of each year. So we said, okay, that's definitely not happening May of 2020.
Right.
So a big thing we did was trying to do some promotion of the virtual things going on. So not as much putting on too many things ourselves, but we were watching as all of these creators, these performers that we've worked with over the years, were putting out content and saying, hey guys, you know, obviously we can't gather together right now, so how do we continue to connect and bring you guys something beautiful? And so throughout the entire day, that day that, you know, we were supposed to be able to all be out, you know, and in the parks and celebrating and debuting new artwork was, you know, we shared a lot of those performers online and had many people that sent us, you know, special videos, had a few where they said, yes, please, you know, share this video of ours. We'd love for you to do that. And, you know, we hope that it helped share and, you know, promote what they were doing, because that's been, you know, the way that a lot of these performers who were making their living, mm-hmm. you know, doing this, needed, you know, they were having to shift to a purely online platform, which is very difficult, especially for the ones that love to perform live.
Right.
So that was a big thing for last year. And this year, obviously, we're seeing things are starting to open up. People are kind of starting to feel a little bit more comfortable. The vaccine is, you know, rolling out and the numbers are looking really great, mm-hmm. especially for Georgia, which is really encouraging. So we are waiting a little bit. We're not going to put on the Trail Fest in May, but we're looking for a fall date instead, a little bit later in the year, so that we can really make sure that everything's good and we can focus on presenting some new things for everybody, because, you know, at this point we've sort of been holding steady. We right. did put on a couple new installations, the Bridge of Hope and the Bridge of Heroes debuted last year,
yes.
which was fantastic. We've had such a great response, and thankfully the City of Marietta and GDOT approved and allowed it to stay up for an entire year instead
yes.
of 6 months.
Yes, because I live south of the square, so I walk the Bridge of Heroes quite frequently, and I love to see how the panes cast color onto the floor, and mm-hmm. It always makes me think of the Arts Council when I walk through there, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and it brings a little bit of hope, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, Stokes. And I want to leave on a high note. And if you haven't seen in our Best of Cobb issue, then you will see that The Loft got several awards in our Best of Cobb that our readers voted for. So I guess the biggie is you won Best Art Gallery in Cobb County. So congratulations. That there are a lot of art galleries in Cobb. So mm-hmm. I know you guys were probably super stoked, pun intended,
to get that. No, we were incredibly honored. Like, we cannot thank everyone enough for voting for us, because, like I said, I mean, we are all stronger together.
Yeah.
And I just continue to hope that I can, you know, show some really awesome and, you know, unique and strong art for the community, because that's what we all deserve.
Yeah, and speaking of artists, you also won first and third place for best artist. So first place went to Susan Easton Burns, and mm-hmm. third place went to Frank Buckner, who is Bonnie's father, who is one of your artists there, who also obviously helped start The Loft as well. So
yeah.
I know you guys were both excited to have one of your resident artists and then obviously one of your very close artists.
but
get representation.
It's Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're incredibly lucky. And I believe Frank even won a couple of years back as well. So
yeah.
he's been on the list a number of times, and I know he has a number of dedicated collectors here and in the you know, in Georgia throughout, as well as Susan. And I do encourage anybody who wants to come by or see the show online. We have a show featuring all of our artists are shown, but we're featuring Susan Easton Burns' works throughout this entire month. So we are open to the public somewhat, and happy to, you know, have private appointments for people as well, and continue to, you know, do what we can and show some really cool artwork. So
right.
We'd love to have some people in.
And I know you mentioned you're a hidden gem, so let people know what your exact address is or where they can exactly find you, because I know sometimes that can be a little tricky.
Yep. So we are located upstairs on the Marietta Square at 120 South Park Square. We're right next to the red awning for Rocket Fizz. You look for a glass door that says 120 above it. Go up the colorful staircase, and we're the second door on the left. And come say hi and ask for Stokes, and I'll be happy to show you around.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much again for joining us, Stokes. Congratulations on your Cobb Life Magazine Best of Cobb Awards, on your own personal 20 Under 40 Award, and just thank you for everything that you guys are doing to keep the arts alive in Marietta and in Cobb as well.
Of course, and thank you so much for having me, Katie Ruth.
Of course. Have a great weekend.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Thank you for joining me for the Cobb Life edition of the Marietta Daily Journal podcast from your local news source, the Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online. Be sure to pick up a copy of this month's Cobb Life magazine and visit us online for more complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the people of Cobb and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, plus great stories about what makes living in Cobb so special. Or ask Alexa or Google Home to play the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for you.